You want me to ask a question?
Okay, what is the question?
Okay, this came out of a really rough period that I had in my life, and I don't want to get into that personally, but a lot of people seem to say that, oh, now that you're with Baba, you're going to really begin to suffer. And when you're going through rough times in the way of the world, I've heard people say, oh, Baba's really socking it to you now, and Baba's really giving you a bad time. And I've gotten to the point where I don't like that, and I resent hearing that, and I don't think it's appropriate. And I want to hear what people here think about this. I think that suffering in the world is your karmic burden, the suffering that you've gotten. Whether or not you're with Baba, you're going to go through that suffering anyway. And to make it quick, the suffering that Baba gives you is going to be the suffering that comes in your heart, the feeling of longing that you get, the feeling of having missed opportunities that you could have taken advantage of, the feelings of regret when you were disobedient to what you feel Baba would have really wanted you to do, etc. And my thinking is that is the kind of suffering maybe that Baba gives us, but not, you know, if you're out of work and can't find a job or whatever you're going through, and that's not because you're with Baba. But I hear people say that and blame Baba for that, and it just seems real. Have you heard these kinds of things before?
Yes.
Yeah. He's really blameworthy. He's really blameworthy, that's what they say.
Yeah, but I don't... Yeah. So, what do you think?
I think that he is, in one sense. Because I'm well-placed in life, and then I had no notion of who Mer Baba is and all that sort of thing, and everything was so comfortable and fine, and all of a sudden, after having heard of him, heart having yearned for his love, having paid visit to the center, having paid visit to Mehrabad, Mer Azal, and all that sort of thing, and then all of a sudden, after 2 or 3 years, life begins to become topsy-turvy. So what is it? Why is it like that? So they put the blame on Baba, naturally, that I've come to know about Baba, and that's the thing, because they have heard from others also that, well, that's right, when we heard of Baba, we were all well off. Then all of a sudden, after it goes on, it's like, and then what Baba has said about it, you know that?
Yeah.
You haven't heard anything, what he said of this situation? Okay. What to do? Oh my, I have to get my library. See, my library consists of only. Read this.
Okay, this is taken from...
You know why the library is here consisting of only these things? Because these are frequent questions that arise and the answers are there. You can just imagine how many times I must have been pressed with this question. So you are not the only one that you have heard like that. And what you feel is but natural that they speak in such language for our beloved Lord and all that. But he is indeed blameworthy. Why?
Because if you are feeling down because your life is filled with hardship, take heart from these two excerpts from Lord Meher. So these are written up in
Where are you going, Kalyan?
Sebastian?
Okay. She's not Sebastian. Oh, Jaipur.
Okay. The mayor of Karachi, Jamshed... Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Go on.
Yeah.
The mayor of Karachi, Jamshed Mehta, again came to see Baba. He told Baba that he found himself surrounded by difficulties with no immediate solution. To console him, Baba explained, "That is not bad news. That is very good news. You are lucky to have so many hardships. The fact is, there are no hardships because everything in the world is one big zero. I see and experience this every moment. Once tested by the avatar or sadguru, the devotee will feel as if he is about to die. It is terrible. This path of God is the harshest and most insurmountable thing possible. Still, don't worry and don't lose hope. Good times are ahead, and after these difficulties, quietude and comfort await you. Terrible suffering is the sign of happiness and peace to come. Great heat denotes the coming of rain. Great suffering and intense sorrow indicate that happiness is about to dawn. Anything beyond your capacity will necessarily change your capacity, because so long as everything is within your limits, you don't know what is beyond them. And everything concerning God and God realization is beyond limit. So in this way, great suffering and being plagued with terrible problems are beneficial. People pray to me to solve their difficulties, saying that they love me. But there is a vast difference between love and prayer. In Persian, to pray means to beg, to want, to desire something, even the blessings of God. But when a person really loves, he gives himself over to his beloved completely. This is true love. In that there is no begging, no wanting, and no room for desires. Only the longing to unite with the beloved remains. Love means the renunciation of the self. Prayer means selfishness, no matter how high the prayer may be. So there is a vast difference between when one prays and when one loves. On April 2nd, some of the Mandali complained to Baba, "Staying with you is nothing but harassment. Life is so full of hardships now. There is no other thought in our minds and hearts except death." We look happy to others. We eat and drink with everyone who comes. But who sees the dagger piercing our hearts? In reply, Meher Baba explained, consoling them, "It is my grace. This is my real mercy which descends on a very, very select few. These are my friends. They are my lovers to whom I give the gift of sorrow and distress. It is a gift much greater than gold, of incalculable value, and not given to all. This gift is only for my beloved children. We masters can grant a world of gold, of happiness and prosperity to others by our blessings. But this rare and great gift of privations, troubles, and suffering is destined for only a few. So don't be anxious. Remember that I love most those whose hearts I pierce, and who through though their hearts are wounded, stay with me and stick to me through thick and thin. Were I to use my dagger on outsiders, they would not dare approach me. I keep them happy with praise and encouragement, so that they may be in my contact and gradually be fit to bow down to me in the real sense of the world. For my friends, I kill them, and it is my highest mercy on them. What is my mercy? What is my grace? It is your trouble and harassment." I don't know about all this.
It's only through suffering and through hardship and that we begin to face Him. Otherwise, our backs are always turned towards Him. That's what He told us. And so, only two things can make you face Me. Face Me means He is the truth.
Yeah.
One is My grace. And another is I have to manhandle you.
Yeah.
Manhandling. He has to manhandle. Because he says that all that is, when your back is turned towards me, you're playing with your own shadows, because I'm the sun. Have you ever had an experience with your back towards the sun, and what do you see in front of you? You get lost in your shadows, you know, you play about and you just walk about and put your hand up and down and this and that, and you are fascinated with your shadows. So that's when your back is towards me, you get entangled, enticed by the maya, by the illusion. So my grace in an instant can make you face me. But it is not possible for all to have my grace. You have to deserve that grace. But it does happen. But then there is a possibility. I want all of you to face me because I am the truth. So in one form or another, I come in your midst and bring you the awareness, face me, then you will see the sun, nothing seems to happen. I give my sayings, I give my discourses, people after I pass away from your midst physically, I make them read whatever I had said, nothing seems to help them. So I have to manhandle you. And what's that manhandling? Just trying to turn you towards me. Yeah. Because your back is towards me, so I have to take your turn. Right? Turn you towards me and face me. And that you call is suffering and hardship. And without that, you do not have the grace of facing me. That's what he said. So there, only through suffering and hardship.
There is another dimension of what I hear in Ken's question is that a lot of us, and I'll say for myself, have thought the same way about, you know, Baba's giving me the suffering. Mm-hmm. But then over time, you start looking around more at the world and you start seeing that there's a tremendous amount of suffering. That it's not just Baba lovers who go through it, and that the intensity of people's
suffering. But Baba is not just for those who love him. He's for all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is there. The manhandling is being done in the world that we see now. Time and again it has to do that. Mm-hmm. That's what is happening. Mm-hmm. What tremendous suffering is there to bring them that awareness. Mm-hmm. We are playing with the shadows. All that we need to do is to face the sun, the truth. That's all. Mm-hmm. It is true.
See, the difference is just knowing that we're being loved.
Hmm?
The difference, I think, being a Baba lover is knowing that when this is going on, that we're being loved.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is the difference. That's the thing.
That's the hard part to hold on to, I think. Yeah. And you know, too much talk about the suffering makes you think, oh, well, now that you're with Baba, all you're going to do is suffer. And yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's what I want to get away from.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There'd kind of been a shift to that, of people talking about that a lot. Mm-hmm.
Then there's another talk about, well, everything and everything is done by his will and this and that. So we can live the life the way that our life is nothing but what he wills it. That's also another question. So then we can do whatever is being done by us, whatever actions we commit, howsoever we live in our life, you know, is all by his will. I said, yeah, it's all by his will. There's no doubt about it. But then, if it is all by his will and you accept that, then why has he given the prayer of repentance? If it is all by his will, it is all by his will. But at the same time, the saving grace is that he expects from us to accept your own faults. So he has given us the prayer of repentance, in spite of that anything and everything is his will. There's no doubt about it. But we have got that little weapon. To repent. Yeah. The remorse should be there.
I was going to say, in that sweet story about Padre, someone could give more details about the note Baba wrote him and said, you know, I'm going to give you utter ruination.
Yeah.
All these horrible threats in this note.
And he,
instead of Padre being upset, he was so excited.
Yeah.
Look, you know, like it was the most.
I've got the passport now, he says. Yeah. So those who have got that awareness, they feel happy about it. They're not sadists or anything like that, but they have got that awareness that, well, he has his nazar on us.